And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. The medical establishment, well, it showed an unexpected backbone this week as the American Medical Association's House of Delegates overwhelmingly rejected changing their longstanding position that physician-assisted suicide is incompatible with a doctor's healing role. It's kind of refreshing, don't you think? When medical professionals remember their oath to first do no harm? Meanwhile, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gutted the CDC's vaccine advisory panel, retiring all 17 members of the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices. Kennedy exposed what many already suspected, that ACIP has never recommended against a single vaccination it ever reviewed, even those later withdrawn for safety reasons. Pro-life Americans scored another victory as the House Judiciary Committee advanced legislation to repeal the Weaponized Face Act. The committee voted 13-10 to eliminate the 1994 law that's been turned into a cudgel against peaceful pro-lifers, with 97% of prosecutions targeting those praying outside of abortion facilities rather than actual clinical violence. Representative Chip Roy correctly noted that having such a statute practically begs for political weaponization, which is exactly what happened under the Biden Justice Department. The war on woke ideology continues advancing on multiple fronts as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth declared DEI is dead in Trump's military, emphasizing that men are men and women are women, apparently a revolutionary concept in today's Pentagon. Hegseth's focus on warfighting, meritocracy, standards, and readiness has already produced record recruitment numbers. Turns out young Americans prefer joining an institution focused on defending the country rather than pronoun sensitivity training. The big beautiful bill is in the news. It's all the talk, isn't it? And it's taking aim at another woke institution. Universities churning out unemployed debtors. Under the legislation, colleges will finally have skin in the game, meaning if they saddle students with debt for worthless degrees, schools must reimburse the government for missed loan payments. Even tech billionaires aren't immune to political reality. Elon Musk apologized to President Trump after their public feud over the budget bill, admitting his attacks went too far. Not everyone's getting the memo, though, about basic decency. Over 100 House Democrats voted against a resolution condemning the anti-Semitic firebombing in Boulder, where an illegal immigrants shouted "Free Palestine" while attacking people supporting Israeli hostages. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls the resolution a joke because apparently condemning terrorism is now controversial if it mentions immigration enforcement. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.